never find for you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, are you? He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it, and it felt real good, motherfucker, are you? Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, are you? Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, are you? Horse Machine Ranch Road, Carlito Cross.
Model 6, this is Rishama, help you.
Hey, I'm in my room right now.
What room are you in?
What?
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
Bathroom?
I'm in my bathroom.
Okay, what happened?
The floor isn't working in my room.
Phone?
My floor. The thing you walk on.
Flush?
No, the floor.
What room are you in?
The bathroom.
No, room number, man.
Where do I find it?
It's on your key card.
But wait, I don't... Listen, I've been drinking a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. No cap, as the kids say.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name?
What's your name? Is what I said. Hello? I still hear you.
This is Rachel.
How are you? You hung up on me, good sir.
Oh, sir. Sorry. What room are you in?
I'm in 215.
215?
Yeah. But listen. I tripped. And I fell, right? And I got tangled up in my bed sheets. And then when I fell, my fist put the bed sheets into the toilet. And then I did a somersault and tumbled. And I hit my head on the lever. And now the sheets are stuck in the toilet. And now there's water coming out all over the floor.
Oh, water coming all over the floor?
Water when I flushed the toilet. So, like, you don't understand. Let me go in the bathroom. Hang on, I'll prove it to you. Okay, so I'm in the bathroom. Oh, excuse me. And so, like, I come over here to the toilet, and I'm gonna flush it. I'm gonna flush it for you, and then, like, you tell me what to do, okay? So, like, I come over here and I flush the toilet. See, and it starts to flush, and then it stops. And then I don't know what to do now. Like, listen to it. It's making all kinds of sounds. You hear it? Hello?
Got you, ma'am. Got you, sir. Just give me a second.
Why are you yelling at me? Motherfucker, yelling at me. I break the glass. I break it because you yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you, sir. Just give me a minute. I'll be there. I have customers here. I'll be there, okay?
Will you come upstairs and pull down my panties?
I'll be there. Just give me a second.
That's all I need. Hello? I'll be there. Hey.
I'll be there for you.
Bring your mouth. Hey, I have a question for you, real quick, before you go.
Yeah.
How many fireworks can I shoot in my room?
How many fire?
Fireworks, yeah. Big bang booms.
No, sir, I do have a customer here. Can
Yeah, but I have me? But I have fire. Oh shit, they got lit! Holy fuck! Oh man. There's a lot of big bang boom.
I'll be there.
Hello? Don't be a jerk. Hey. Hello? Hello? Don't be an asshole. I don't know. I don't know if he's still there or not. Probably not. Oops, why did that copy a whole ass link instead of just what I wanted to copy? Here we go! Off to another.
Moto 6?
Hello?
Yes.
I have a problem and I don't know if you can help me or not.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me okay?
Yeah, how can I help you?
I'm drunk in my room and it's your fault.
Your room number?
I don't know, where I find the room number at?
In which room are you in? Are you on the correct property? Is this the correct motel?
Yeah, I'm at the motel. I'm at motel. Yeah, motel 6.
Can you give me the address? In the property you're living
it's
in?
It's on Estate Lane. I don't know the numbers. I'm allergic to numbers.
Can you give me your name? Name?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yeah. It's B-H-E-N-C-H-O-D. It should be under Benchod.
Under what?
Benchod.
Blenchod?
No, Benchod, or try Marchod.
Marchod.
Marchod. Marchod.
Okay, if you can tell me the...
Try under Terry Makichut, or maybe Morgichod.
No, it's not correct.
Okay, listen, I'm in your sister's room. And she's not wearing any underwear.
Okay, so you can fuck her.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, so enjoy.
I will. Do you want to come get seconds?
No, you can just enjoy.
Okay, how many servings of sister is too much?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hi,
is this the hookah?
Yes, sir. Okay,
all right, got some questions for you there, big guy. How much of a stay, like, is there a line to get in tonight, or what's the deal here? The kind of walk right in?
Actually, if you go from now till 2 o'clock, it's hip hop night and international, and then this is $10 per person. Uh-huh. And then 2 o'clock, everybody's out. And then we're starting after hours, Latin music, 2 to 5.
The Latinos?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask. So is that $10 per person? How many persons per hookah?
Each 2-3 people per hookah.
2-3 people per hookah. Okay. And what is the favorite hookah?
We have Blue Mist, Six in the Beach, Love 66. There is so many other flavors. Good one.
Okay, and how old is the hookah?
the hookah is old news. What I mean is, it's new for you. For every customer, is a new head, new hose.
It's a new hose and a new hookah for every guest.
A new head, yes.
Okay.
Yes, forever.
Okay, and do we have to wear a condom when we're with the hookah?
Condom.
Yeah. Do we have to wear a condom when we're with the hookah?
No.
Okay, but she won't get pregnant, right? She's not ovulating.
The hookah. She's not, I mean.
So we get to just raw dog the hookah?
Well, yep, yes, sir.
Do we get to give her just the full fist fruit punch, all of that?
Whatever you like.
I like your sister.
I don't have no sisters.
Why not? Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. I can spit on it. I'll hock Tua on her.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a giver. I'm not going to go in dry, man. Come on. I'll be a good brother-in-law to you. I'll go into the business with you. I'll be the white man that does the books and cheats at the taxes, you know? We'll be okay, right. We'll be okay, me and you. Tax fraud, that's nothing. That's nothing in the book of the white man. Come on.
So you want to come to 2 to 5 lesson, or you want to come before 2 o'clock?
I don't know. Which music's better? There's going to be 500 of us.
500 people?
500 people, yeah. We're all coming in at once. We're going to bum rush the door, and we're going to break it in.
Okay, no, I don't think so. Our capacity is not 500.
Okay, but listen, though. Doc Brown hopped in the DeLorean. He came back just in time to ask me before this call ended. He needs to know what the store policy on masturbation is.
Okay, like I said, the minimum capacity around 200 megs, uh-huh. 2 to 5.
Uh-huh.
And we have tables.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring in 500 people, and then we're all going to take one hit off of the hookah each, and then we're going to leave.
Well, okay, you can have it.
We're going to steal the hookah.
You can have it, sir.
You can't have it. Wait, did you say I could have it? I didn't want to. I'm sorry.
I said you can have any hookah you want.
Okay, because I didn't want to get into a big argument right there. I thought maybe you were...
No, I'm not. I'm very flexible with you. You play, I play.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Cantors?
Yeah, how you doing there? I got a problem with the sandwich over here.
Okay, what's the problem, sir?
Well, I got one of these jobs over here that got the pork on it.
What?
Yeah, one of the sandwiches got the pork.
Got the pork?
Yeah, the slippery pork over here.
Okay, sir. Well, how may I help you, sir?
Yeah, you know, the hot pastrami over here paid almost $20 for this thing.
So what's the problem, sir? You're not telling me anything. You just keep saying you got this. I don't understand.
I got all the pastrami and everything that you guys advertise in there, but I ain't got no bread.
What are you...
Just a pile of fucking meat here. No bread.
I don't know. Okay, sir. I have a customer waiting on me. I don't understand. Yeah, you want to talk with the manager or something?
No, no. What the hell am I then here?
You want to talk with the manager, sir?
I want to talk to someone that's got some goddamn sense about them.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You sound like you should be selling Leaf Guard fucking gutter systems all in one deals because you couldn't handle the two systems.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I was listening to Dragonmere's show last night. He kept talking about the ham. I was like, call it the slippery pork. Got the slippery pork over here. There's some door knocking sounds.
Hello? Quirky Dick, can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there, jerky neck?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good there. I got one of these hot pastrami's.
Hot pastrami?
Yeah, you know the hot pastrami, you got the bread, you got the pastrami, you got the lettuce.
You want everything on it that works?
No, I'm saying I already got an order. I got a problem with it.
Oh, okay. Let me get my boss, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there? The guy said he was going to get me a boss. I don't need the waitress picking up the phone. Men are dealing in business right now.
Okay, how can I help you?
Oh, you're the boss.
Yes.
So I got the hot pastrami sandwich, right? I got this. Yes. I got this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so I came in there, I got it, I left. And when I came out, I left it in the back seat, like, overnight. You know, it's really fucking hot out here right now. Well, yes. I, you know, middle of the night, I was a little peckish, if you will. I was a little hungry. So I come outside, I grab the sandwich. It's been sitting in my car for, like, the last 6.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
I eat your sandwich, and it made me sick as hell.
Well, sir, you left it in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said in the back seat. But I think there was something wrong with it. Gave me the food poisonings and the diarrhea.
It's not because, for one, we refrigerate everything and we put date of everything. And then we have a time limit, so we're really careful of all that. So the problem is that it's too hot.
Uh-huh.
You have it in the car.
Oh, hang on. Ma'am, please. Hang on a second. Okay, I'm back.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to throw up. Your sandwich has me all tore up in the ass right now.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, sir, but that's your own fault. You left the sandwich in the car for 6 hours.
Yeah,
nobody does that.
But
it's a common sense when a person, they should know to not leave a sandwich for 6 hours in the car. The meat always has to be refrigerator if you know that you're going to be out.
Right, but that's fine. But the problem is, you guys should have called me later and made sure I got the sandwich out of the car.
Well, that's your thing. Once you have your sandwich in your hands, the rest is your thing. Your problem, you see?
Right.
So like, I cannot help you with that, sir. Sorry.
It's like you let me keep...
that you feel sick. I hope you feel better, okay?
You made me leave the sandwich in the car like a baby. Like, what if it was a baby and you didn't call me to tell me to take the baby out? It's the same thing with the sandwich. You should have called me and said, hey, take the baby out. And then you should have told me how sexually attracted you are to me.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard when Dragomir and them were doing that yesterday. Talking about, I left the sandwich out in the car. And then it fucking made me so sick.
What are you talking about? It makes it better. Cobra leaves his pizza out overnight.
Thank you for calling Fat Sal's. We're making sandwiches over here. To place an order for pickup or delivery, please visit FatSal'sDeli.com. That's FatSal'sDeli.com. For further assistance or to speak to a sandwich representative, press 1.
Sandwiches over here. Kumpa.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Like when he's making this recording, he's grabbing his crotch. Sandwiches.
Don't worry about what's in the meat.
Well, I was just grabbing doing the impression, so I think it's okay, just natural.
Well, no, I got a complaint about a sandwich I got yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I went over here, I got the Texas barbecue sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I came and got it, and I left. You guys got it. I'm going to give you a compliment. You guys got that done fucking lickety-split, pal. Like, you guys know what you're doing over there. But so I get into my car and I put it in the back seat and I went into the office and then I went home and I totally forgot this thing was in the back seat, left it in there for about 6 hours. Went out there later that night. I was like, shit, and I got it and put it in the fridge and stuff, you know, saved it up for later. And then later that night, I consumed it last night and your sandwich made me sick as hell, pal.
I wonder why. It's probably because you left it in your car for 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah, but I put it in the refrigerator. It's always supposed to be refrigerated.
Yeah, but if you leave it out sitting, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, well, bad in what way? You guys didn't cook it all the way? I'm failing to understand here.
Oh, no, sir. The sandwich is cooked perfectly fine. I believe it just was sitting in your car for 6 hours.
Right, right, but I still...
made it go bad.
But I refrigerated it. That's what I'm saying. Like, you guys trying to over here offer me something that's fugazi.
Oh, no, sir. If you left it in your car for 6 hours, it's going to go bad.
Yo, right, right, but that's what I'm saying is I refrigerated it before I ate it.
Before you refrigerated it before you left it in your car for 6 hours.
Yeah, I don't like my food like hot. I like to let it cool down for a bit. You know, I got sensitive teeth.
Oh, I don't know, sir. I'm sorry.
I like room temperature, if you know what I mean. But yeah. So like, that's my complaint is you guys didn't cook it all the way, and I got a little bit of the food poisoning. It seems.
Oh, I don't believe that is our fault, sir.
What do you mean? Like, let's run through the process here real quick there. You guys made the sandwich, right? Did you cook it?
Yes, it's cooked all the way.
Okay, then I thought it had been. I'm not saying you didn't. I thought these were your words. So then I took it. I put it in the back seat. I drove to the office. I did my work. I went home afterwards. At this point, it's been about 6 hours. I come back out, grab it out of the car, threw it in the fridge. It's been in the fridge for about a half hour, 45 minutes. It's nice and cool to the touch. I devoured it. It was fucking delicious. I'll tell you that right now. You guys know how to make a fat fucking sandwich over there. But what the problem is it made me sick as shit over here. Like, I'm still sitting in the bathroom. Like, I don't dare to just wander away from the bathroom.
Yeah?
So where in the process did things go wrong?
Probably you leaving it in your car for 6 hours.
Well, calm down.
Not eating it.
Okay, so you're saying it's my fault?
Pretty much.
Okay, then. I still got the receipt, so what I'd like to do is bring down the wrapper and get it remade. Something that's not going to make me sick.
Okay, let me put you on hold for a minute.
All right.
All right, hello?
Yeah, you're doing there. I'm still here.
All right, what were you saying?
I was talking about the sandwich. I still got the wrapper. I got the receipt. I wanted to come on in and do the exchange program for something that doesn't have the food poisonings on it.
Oh, sir, I don't believe we could do anything for that because it's not our fault that it was left for 6 hours in your car.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to come in there anymore. This is the type of policies you got there. Like I'm a,
oh, no,
I just
want
to
control, sir.
But when is a manager normally there? Because I want to come into the lobby there. I want to pull down my pants and throw a nice hobo's dick cheese right up there on the counter for you.
Probably later tonight.
Nah, see, don't be feeding me no bullshit there, sonny boy, all right? Like, you don't know, I own many Cadillacs. You know how many people can fit into the back of a Cadillac?
Probably like 5.
Nah, there's about 2, comfortably.
Oh, okay.
But listen, you don't want to piss me off there, guy, all right? So I think you should just make the sandwich.
All right, cool, sir. If you come in and when our manager's here.
Hey, listen. Don't call me sir, all right? Call me daddy. Are you okay over there? You might want to go get checked for sleep apnea. I hear a couple of concerning... Did you just hum the fucking Nickelodeon song there?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah, how you doing there? This fucking Roscoe.
Yo.
Yeah, tell that motherfucker to come outside to the dumpster. I got something I want to show him.
To who?
To whoever's the manager or the boss man. Listen, I put something in your dumpster. You're going to want to get out of there before the cops come.
Okay.
I put something in there that's going to get somebody in a lot of fucking trouble.
Okay.
So listen, who's coming out here?
Probably nobody.
Why not?
Because
Why you? Wait a minute. Why are you talking to me like you're a tough guy? You're not a made man, motherfucker. You sound like one of them fucking slippery pork eating motherfuckers. You need to get some religion. You need to become Muslim, asshole. You need to quit that pork shit. It's gonna get your arteries all bound up. You're gonna have dragging around a fucking in one of them air tanks.
Okay.
Wait, why you sound like a woman now?
I don't know, I have superpowers.
Hey baby, how you doing? How's the menstruation?
Good. How about you?
Yeah, I can take it or leave it.
Okay.
So listen, I wanna come in there and I'm gonna give you a blow pop and you know what to do with it, right? What
did
he say?
Please
hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Barney's with Hollywood. How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there, sweet lips?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I could be doing better. Listen, I got a problem with something I got over there.
Uh-huh.
So I made an order yesterday. I got one of those... I got the ranchero thing, the chorizo. You know, the guys at chorizo and all that. And I've been sitting here. I ordered this thing like 3:30 or so yesterday. I'm still waiting on the order to get here.
Huh. That is interesting. Did you order it through an app?
I thought I went to you guys' who ordered it? Like, through the website there.
Like for delivery or for pickup?
No, it was supposed to be brought here. Yeah, because I'm in a wheelchair. I lost my legs, so I had to I had to do the order.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that delivery is not supported through our website anymore. You have to use the apps. But let me double check. Do you mind if I put you on a quick hold?
No. Whatever you got to do. I'm pretty understanding. I'm a good guy.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Hi there, this is Drew, I'm the manager here, how can I help you?
Hey Drew, I was calling about the, I made one of them orders there yesterday, like I told the lady, about 3:30 or so, I got the rancheros, the omelet there, and I was just telling her, I was still waiting for the order to show up here.
How did you order? You called in or through DoorDash?
It must have been through DoorDash, but it was definitely, it was you guys, but... This person was supposed to bring it here, and like I've been looking on the app. Now that I look, it's definitely the DoorDash app. But this guy has been like circling the area for like the last day or so.
Oh yeah, I mean it's one where you'd have to file it with DoorDash.
Well, it said the order was picked up and it was on the way to me, and it just shows him circling like it still ain't made it here.
Yeah, that would be one you'd have to take to DoorDash.
Yeah, but I understand that, but it won't allow me to until the order's been complete, so I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to talk to the customer service at DoorDash. I have no control over them at all.
Yeah, I just don't know how it works. So listen, because I went outside to look for the order. Like, I thought I ought to be here by now, and like I ended up out. I like fell in the street there, one of the grates for the drainage thing. It had a crack, and I caught my toe. Like, and I end up falling, and I end up losing my legs over this order.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, it's one you'll have to address with
DoorDash. I got ran over by a trolley in the middle of the street. Took my legs.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Fucking DoorDash order.
Did you crack your toe?
I don't know why that makes me laugh so fucking hard.
What? I fell in the street, lost my legs over the order.
But wait, it gets worse.
He wasn't concerned. I'm like, no, listen. Not only did I lose my legs, it was because of this fucking order.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, mailman. If I could have kept him on, I would have definitely said. But I can still fuck. Don't get me wrong. I can still fuck. I can still fuck.
My dick still works.
Listen, it got me just below the knees. The dick works great. Don't you worry about that. No fucking damage there. It's got a few bumps and scrapes on it from the fall, but we're good. All right. This place has spaghetti bolognese, and I just want to say it in that fucked up accent, just real obnoxiously. You got that fucking bolognese over there.
Ask for spaghetti on a pizza.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is...
Hey, you got a fucking pizza over there? Well, I got
you said your mailbox is full.
I got a fucking spaghetti pizza over there to fucking die for. So just think of dumb shit that doesn't belong on pizza. I'm like, yeah, asparagus pizza over there.
That Captain Crunch pizza.
Fucking Master Choli pizza.
Yeah, I got that I got that crab ragoon pizza over there. fucking blow your balls off.
That may actually turn out well.
Probably. I got a fucking gabagool pizza over there. The one time I got a seafood salad pizza over there, blow your fucking balls off. I tell you, fucking warm fish salad, it's great.
Chopino. Yeah, I get the Chopino pizza with the fish. Still probably be good.
I wanted to get the seven fishes fucking pizza over there.
I just want whole fish on my pizza.
Don't even take the fucking eyes off of this thing.
I want to look into the eyes of my victim.
I look at my prey right in the fucking eyes before I devour it. I don't even think I can get us a fucking asshole to stay on the phone long enough for that explanation. I don't like to look that motherfucker right in his eye. I will put it right in my mouth. Hell yeah. I know this motherfucker's dead already, but I get a knife and I stabs him anyway.
Hello, to Monica. Is it a pickup or delivery?
Nah, I got a problem over here with the pizza I got.
Oh, sure. Hold on. Let me get the manager.
All right, man. Get that fucking manager over there. I'm afraid I keep doing this. Fucking guys from Goodfellas are gonna show up at my door.
Yeah, right.
They're gonna have their mother's fucking meat cleaver talking about I got my hoof stuck in his grill. This is hoof, it's stuck in the grill.
Hi, La Monica. Freddy speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there? I love that song you guys got on hold there. What's the name of that song you on the hold there? Retards in the Moonlight?
Sorry, sir. Can you repeat it one more time?
The song you got there that plays on hold. What's the title of that song?
Oh, I don't have idea, sir, because it's an old iPod, so it's connected, so I don't know what song
iPod
it is.
iPod is Italian pop? Oh, okay. All right, cool. So I got a problem with my pizza over here.
Yes, what's a pickup or delivery, sir?
I picked it up.
Okay. What's a whole pizza?
Well, I got it's a whole pizza. You know, I'm what you call a fat motherfucker. I'm a gluttonous son of a bitch. So I, you know, a whole pizza.
Okay, what is the name of the on the order?
The name on the order?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be under Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah. But I think Sal picked it up. If you check in there, Sal had it, but it could also, it might be under my last name. My last name was Mussolini.
Do you pay card?
No, I pay cash. No paper trail that way. My wife has me on a strict diet, and if I use the card and it pops up at the restaurant there, she's gonna castrate me again, I swear to God. Not the first time she's castrated me. I do it again. She's gonna castrate me.
Any other name, sir? Because I don't find the order in the
No, but can I tell you the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, I got,
sir?
You know, the mushroom pizza.
Okay, what's a mushroom pizza? The well done?
Yeah, I got it done. But, like, I got it back to my house, right? And I opened it up. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you guys might have put put the cheese on a hot pizza or something. It was all melted.
Mm.
The cheese was all melted on there. I think they put the cheese on there while it was still hot.
Okay, so the pizza, you say the pizza was, the cheese was all melt?
Yeah, the cheese was melted.
Okay, because usually the cheese melts with the heat, so.
Oh, is that what happened there? Because, like, I got it home, right, and I took a big bite, and I burned my tongue. I burned my tongue, and let me tell you, it's like that time that I got burnt by that unclean woman, right? Burned the fuck out of me over there. It bring me PTSD is what they call it, baby.
Oh, okay, yeah, but because the pizza, when we get the pizza, has to be cold, hot, so.
How hot is that pizza when it comes out of the oven there?
Okay, sir, but yes, I don't see the problem because the pizza is supposed to be hot, so.
Right, but that's not the problem. I was just saying that the cheese was melted.
Oh, okay, but, okay.
But, like, so, like, my tongue, right, it expanded and stuff in it. The only time I've had this where my tongue expands, like, I have go into, like, an allergy situation. But I'm only allergic to tomatoes, so I don't see where the problem is.
Oh, okay. So you like something make like allergies to something?
Yeah, I had an allergic reaction, but I'm only allergic to tomatoes, so I don't understand why I had this allergic reaction just eating pizza.
Yeah, because it's weird. Because the pizza is always with the same. The tomato. Are you allergic to nuts? Maybe.
Am I allergic to? Nah. Wait a minute. Are you offering?
Sorry.
I mean, if you're going to hit on me like that, like, I mean, are you offering to let me, you want to put your nuts in my mouth? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm asking you if you're allergic to nuts.
No, just tomatoes.
Almonds?
Just tomatoes.
Okay, because the pizza has a tomato sauce. So.
What the fuck? It has a tomato sauce? I thought this was a white sauce, baby.
Yeah, but it still has the tomato sauce.
Like, the problem is, though, that's not the problem. When I have a problem with I have something that has tomato in it, it engorges my tongue, right? So it makes my tongue swell up. So then what I got to do to get the blood away from my tongue is I take a Viagra. And then what had happened, and it gives me like a Vestenheimer erection over here.
Okay, sir, but... just let me tell you something. If you know you're allergic to tomatoes, so you should tell us that before to make the pizza.
Yeah, I'm allergic to tomatoes, and it gave me an erection.
Yes, because if you want, well, next time we can make a pizza without the tomato sauce. A lot of people take that option to order a pizza without tomato sauce.
Yeah, like the tomatoes, like, you're a pretty good guy, but, like, listen, I can't even tie my shoes right now to go to the urgent care because I got this raging erection right now.
Okay, if you want, just like a courtesy, and if you have time,
that's in the way. But listen, yeah, that's not the problem. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
That's not the problem, though.
Okay.
Hey, that's not the problem.
Okay.
So the problem is I can't tie my shoes to go to the urgent care because they'll give me a shot of cortisone in my tongue. And then they'll just drain the blood from my body so the erection goes away. But the problem is they do no shirts, no shoes, no service. So, the erection is causing me problems. I can't tie my shoes. I want to come in there so you can tie my shoes for me.
Okay, sir. So, but still, the only problem I can see is about the tomato sauce. The other thing that you're telling me is, like, it's not concerning about the food.
Yeah, but I can come in, and you're gonna tie my shoes in for me, right? So I can go to the urgent care.
Oh, okay.
But listen, that's not the problem.
Okay, sir, can you tell me the problem, please? Because I don't have enough time, so just tell me the problem, and I'm gonna try to resolve it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here. I'm sorry, you're a busy man. I don't mean to take up your time like this. So listen, The problem is, I can't even get to you so you could tie my shoes because, again, the erection's in the way of the steering wheel. I can't even drive the car. It's like the club, you know, the old anti-theft device thing. I got a boner over here. It's like the club. So I need you to pay for an Uber for me to come over to the restaurant.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot do that.
Okay, but listen. That's not the problem.
Okay, sir. You're telling me the same thing over and over again. It's not a problem. So you tell me the problem right now. If not, I have to hang up with you because I have things to do here. And listen to me. The only thing I can do to you, like a courtesy, also say before, it's I can make a hot pizza for you without tomato sauce. It's the only thing I can do for you.
Is it a white sauce?
Yeah. You already no, sir. You already know you are allergic to tomatoes. So it's your responsibility to order the pizza without tomato sauce.
But that's the problem.
I'm not gonna pay Uber for nothing.
But that's the problem is I ordered the tomato sauce to force people to make another pie for me. That's how I rip people off.
Okay, sir, but I don't.
But listen. That's not the problem.
It's responsibility. No, it's the responsibility of the person that make the order. If they are allergic to something, it's your responsibility to let them know.
But listen, it's not the problem.
What is the problem?
Can I tell you the problem?
Sir, you have been telling me problem.
Can I tell you the problem? No.
Okay, it's the last time. If you don't tell me right now, I'm going to hang out, okay?
Okay. So listen, last week I lost power in my apartment. And now I got a bunch of rotten
food. Okay, sir. If it was last week, sir, it's not my problem. Sorry.
I don't know why I had such a fucking good time with him. I'm like crying laughing.
No, he was great, dude.
He was staying on for fucking ever. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm fucking crying laughing. It's so good. Sir, get to the problem. Get to the fucking problem. Hang on. Watch this. I'm gonna call it back. As soon as he answers. He fucking put me straight up on hold as soon as I called.
Hello?
Yeah, you doing there? Is the manager manager around?
The last.
Sir, I already told you.
So listen, that wasn't the problem. That wasn't the problem. Can I tell you the problem?
Okay, the last time, sir. If not, I'm going to block your number.
Okay, so when I was born, the foreskin was too long. But that's not the problem. The problem is, every time I eat a pizza, it gets caught in the crust.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I never had a
mitzvah.
It's your responsibility not christened. To order the pizza sauce. It's your responsibility, okay?
Yeah, that's like last night when Dragomir was talking about the food in the back of the truck and they kept saying, that's on you. They kept, like, different places kept saying that shit to him. That's on you.
It's your responsibility.
I was surprised he entertained one more explanation. I say, sir, get to the fucking problem. Oh, I gotta take this to Jesus. Punch a source with a $5 super chat donation. Listen, that's not the problem. Well, that's gotta be the name of the show, right? But wait, that's not the problem. Fuck. All right, let's find another place to call. Carried away.
Call for Bianca.
Hey, how you doing there, Bianca? I got a problem with one of your pies.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I went and ordered, you know that pasta from fornication one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like somebody had dumped that on top of my deluxe pizza. Like maybe there was an accident back in the kitchen or something.
That's very strange. What was the name on your order?
The name is under Gabagool.
I don't remember taking a Gabagool.
Yeah, Roger Gabagool.
Okay.
And,
hold on 1 second.
So, yeah, we got the deluxe pizza, we got the eggplant, parmesan, And then all of a sudden, like, we got shit all over the pizza there.
Okay. Do you want me to check out if your ticket had anything weird and check with my boss?
Well, I'm just saying I didn't order it that way. That's all I'm saying. Like, I didn't order
it. Yeah,
no,
it's super bizarre because they wouldn't put it out if it had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I can understand, like, you know, a little bit of cross-contamination here and there, like an onion or, you know, a pepperoni or something makes it over to somewhere. Well, it looks like I...
Did it have pasta on it?
Yeah, it looked like a spaghetti pizza over here. It looked like the bolognese sauce or something.
I'm trying to figure out if you're... Yeah. This is not a prank call, correct?
No, this is 100%. Like, it ruined our anniversary. My wife, let me tell you, she's a big Italian woman, and usually she likes to cook the meals in the house. But, like, when I take her out for the special occasions, like, she expects everything to be perfect because that's the standard she holds herself to. And when I got home, like, literally, she, like, started to talk about, you know, we should have went to Olive Garden because when we're there with family, and then she put a breadstick in my fucking urethra.
Okay, buddy.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
She was trying to figure out if it was a prank or not at the beginning. She's like, I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Fuck a spaghetti pizza over here. Somebody fucked up my spaghetti pizza. They use fucking penne pasta instead of angel hair. Fucked it all up. I don't know why I'm having such a good fucking time with this stupid ass premise. You just called Italian restaurants and fucking with Ted's people.
Pizza, how may I help you?
Hi, how you doing there?
Fine, something for delivery or for pickup?
Well, no, I got a problem from my last, when I was in there last. I had a dining experience problem, I guess is what I'm trying to get across here.
I'm so sorry?
I had a problem with my dining experience when I was in there like yesterday.
When yesterday?
I don't know. It was during dinner time.
Okay. And did you say something when you were here?
Well, I didn't because I thought that the issue would be rectified on its own. But as time progressed, I just don't think it's going to happen on its own.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so I came in there with my, soon-to-be fiancé. I came in there to propose to her. I took her out there so I could have a nice meal with you guys. And I asked the waitress, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I gave her the ring and I asked her to put it in one of the meatballs because it got her the three meatball starter there. And she says,
you know, I was here all day yesterday and I wasn't asked for this question.
Yeah, I didn't talk to you though. It was somebody else.
Yeah, I was the only female here yesterday.
Well, whoever it was, they had hair on their knuckles. I don't know if that's you or if that's somebody else.
No, I'm so sorry. I think you must have gone in the wrong place.
No, but listen, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. That's not the problem.
No, I'm so sorry. You're calling the wrong place.
No.
Have a great day.
It's not the problem.
I'm so sorry.
Listen,
bye-bye.
You stole the ring, you bitch.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Story concocted about how she put the ring in the meatball and my fucking fat fiance ate it and all this shit, but she went, let me get to it. I'm too giggly tonight. Yeah, it's because I lost it with the first fucking guy and now it's just a continuation. It's just their reactions along with the dumbass voice I'm doing. Like, it's... boy, ask Kat. I don't break character very fucking often, and tonight's been a real motherfucker for that. I think it must be the lack of sleep. Hey, how you doing there, Paisa?
Who's there?
It's Dwight.
Huh?
It's Dwight. How you doing there, boy?
I'm alright.
All right, got a problem for you.
What happened?
Well, I came in there. You know the pastrami sandwich?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, when I came in there, I gave the... You know the lady that brings the sandwich over?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, well, I asked her. I gave her a ring because I was getting ready to propose to my fiance, and I said, "Hey, can you put this on the pastrami sandwich on the top there? You know how you had the toothpick to keep it all together?" I asked her to put the ring on top, you know, through the thing there, through the toothpick. But she must have took it and put it inside of the pastrami. And my fiance, she bit down on it, cracked her fucking crown, right? So, like, now she's got a big gaping, like, right in the front, too, a fucking big chip in the tooth. And now she's, like, she got this big fucking tooth problem. And I don't even want to marry her anymore. So I don't know what to do here, but you guys are responsible for this shit. Well, I'm saying you gotta either fix her fucking tooth or get me out of this marriage proposal is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I don't know about it, Joe.
All right, so listen, I want to bring... Yeah. Which one of your employees is the newest?
Huh?
Which one of your employees is the newest guy? Cause listen,
I don't know.
I took one fucking step into Mexico, right? And this bitch like literally ran up from her little tiki hut and grabbed me by the arm and called dibs. And I told her, "You look good enough." And like I told her, I'd adopt her little fucking kids, but like she looked good, but now she got a big fucking tooth that's all chipped, and I can't marry her looking like that. So you either. You gotta adopt her kids, or you gotta fix her tooth.
I have no idea, bro. I don't know what's going on.
She's getting ready for the wedding next month. She's already shaving her bits. She got an appointment next week to get her vagina fucking braided. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. My turn, man. I'm fucked. I'm not.
So listen. I want to invite you to the wedding, but you gotta dress up like me and marry her.
All right, well, you gotta close with the manager, though. We gotta close with the manager, all right?
Listen, jerk off. Listen, we got a fucking problem here.
I know, bro. I don't know about it. And you
we need to either call
manager,
Doc Brown or fucking Rufus and get this situation taken care of. I don't care if it's the goddamn DeLorean or a fucking time traveling phone booth. We gotta get this taken care of.
All right, but I tell you already, you have to talk with the manager about it. You know, I don't know about it. I'm busy right now. I'm alone, and the manager's not here. Okay?
Listen here, Timber Tits. I need you to rectify this situation, all right?
All right, you can call later, okay? Thank you.
I'm going to fuck you.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling Best Fucking Pizza.
Yeah, how you doing there? I got a problem over here.
Where you at?
Hey, well, I know I came in earlier, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. I got that fucking margarita pizza.
No, we didn't, margarita pizza. We didn't have margarita pizza.
Yeah. I got the margarita pizza, and I got the fishy Caesar salad.
I don't remember seeing that, or what's your name?
Dwight. It's Dwight.
Did you do it to Uber Eats?
I don't remember. They brought it to me, whoever brought it to me.
Yeah, I don't have a ticket for Dwight in either the Uber Eats or the, did you get it from, Mid-City or did you get it from Hollywood?
It might have been from Hollywood. This one's, over on Pico.
Yeah, we're at Pico and La Cienega, but if it was delivered, sometimes they deliver it from Hollywood, because I don't have a ticket for Dwight.
I got it through this, third-party app. It wasn't Uber Eats, it wasn't DoorDash, I don't know. They called it. The receipt here says Fetus Eats.
It's called what?
Fetus Eats.
Yeah, that's weird. All right. Anyways, what can I help you with?
Well, the problem was by the time it got here, I don't know if you guys what you did with the cheese, but you must have put it on the pizza while it was still hot. The cheese is all melted.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do with pizza. We melt the cheese.
Oh, this was done on purpose.
Or in the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we make pizza.
Okay, I thought this was done. I thought this was like an accident or something. I thought it was something they did with the feeder seats over there.
Oh, I got you. No, you're good, man.
So you did you did this on purpose?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Italian pasta for Lawrence? It's just new.
Hey, that's my wife. Can I talk to her real quick?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey, how you doing there, motherfucker?
Hey, how are you, motherfucker?
I'm good, I'm good. Listen, I got a problem over here.
Oh, all right. You had a good show, all right?
Well, I went over there and I ordered one of them, the pepperoni pies.
Medium or large?
I got a medium over there.
Okay, and six slices.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is I had it delivered. I had the people bring it.
Oh, no. You had to go to website. We deliver with Postmate, Uber Eats, or GrabHop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is I had Uber Eats bring it.
All right.
So cool. That's not the problem, though. Listen, the problem is...
That's right.
They brought it here, and I was, like, expecting the pepperoni pie. They brought me a fucking pizza over here. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Give me the number with the order.
I ordered a pepperoni pie, and they brought me a pizza.
I needed the number. You had your number.
My number? That's not the problem.
No. This is the problem. You have to put the number, like 3950 something. Like, you have to put, like, the number. You know where's the number?
Yeah.
You make your order?
I know. Yeah, but that's not the problem. Listen, the pizza, when it got here, it robbed me.
The
pizza held me up at gunpoint.
Man, this is a big problem.
The pizza took my virginity. But that's listen, that's not the problem.
Okay.
So listen,
where's the problem?
Well, the pizza, it's inside of me now, right? So I ate it and now it wants to come out.
Okay.
It's angry.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to come out.
Okay. This big problem.
So what you gonna do? No, that's an understatement. State after me. It's a big fucking problem.
I know it is. It is.
What is it? It's a big fucking problem.
Yeah, it is. It is true. So what you gonna do?
No. You're not understanding my urgency.
Okay.
My urgency.
I understand. Yeah.
Say
it.
Listen. It's a big fucking problem. I don't have time for this shit.
Thank you for calling Abba Pizza. How can I help you?
Hey, what kind of fucking pizza
you
guys make over there, huh? Hey. You there?
Hi, how can I help you?
What kind of toppings you put on my... I had a pizza delivered from you guys, and what kind of toppings you put on pizzas, huh? Isn't that what I ordered?
I'm so sorry. Did you get the wrong order?
I got baseball cards on my pizza. What kind of fucking joke is baseball cards? You ever try to eat cards under cheese?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir.
I think there's a fucking Pokemon. There's a Pokemon card on my pizza. What the? Kind of chewy.
I'm so sorry, sir. I think you... All right, well, have a great night, sir. I don't know how I can help you with that, but thank you.
But you made the pizza with the baseball cards and the Pokemon.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
There's a fucking Derek Jeter card on his fucking pizza over here.
Derek Jeter.
Fucking Lou Gehrig in my crust.
Oh, just so everyone knows, that shirt I'm showing right there.
Stuffed crust is stuffed.
I ordered that shirt. It'll be here next week sometime.
And this pizzeria, please hold.
Asshole.
Hey, okay.
Peach.
Hey, you there, Sizzle Chess?
fucking barrel ass over there.
Hey, barrel ass. He was listening.
He's
like, nobody calls me barrel ass and gets away with it.
Yeah, thunder thighs and a barrel ass.
You get your barrel ass from your fucking mother. That's a nice dick. You got your mother's dick.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, what's Hello? Going on? Hey, I just got a pizza from there. Yeah, I can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I just got a pizza there. I lifted up the first slice and I saw a letter, like someone had written something under the pizza. So I said, what the fuck's going on here? So I lift up the pizza, it says, choke on it, you guinea. What the fuck is that for? What kind of people you got working over there?
Give me a second, yeah? Give me a second.
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute.
No, 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 don't. No seconds. No, no, I'm not giving you 1 minute.
It's weird.
He called me a fucking guinea over here. That's like a maximum overdrive when the ATM called Stephen King an asshole. This machine just called me an asshole. Hello?
Hello?
Barry's Hollywood.
Yeah, how you doing there? Listen, what type of pizza you got over there? Because your pizza over here, I don't know, like, if it's because Friday the 13th was yesterday or what, but it's over here talking to me. It's begging for its fucking life here. I pull a slice up, I get it close to my mouth, and it starts just making noises.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want to place an order? Or do you have a question regarding our menu?
No. I got an issue regarding a pizza. The pizza's fucking possessed over here. Gabba ghoul, bappa de beepo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm
hey,
so
I got
sorry,
a question
sir,
about
but
the
I am
menu.
PC, so I do not have time for this. But if you have a real question, I
hey,
would love to answer.
No, I got a question.
Not,
I
will hang up.
I do. I got a question about the menu. I got a question about the menu, and it's real. Okay.
Okay, what is your question?
Why was the menu written by a three-year-old or what? It looks like it was written
sorry,
with
sir,
Crayola crayons.
I will hang up right now. Have a good night. Thank you.
The pizza looks like Play-Doh. What's happening, Lee?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there? Like, I don't know if I can understand you. I might have to put my buddy on the phone here. What, do you got a mouthful of marbles over there?
Pardon?
I can't understand you. You got a mouthful of marbles over there or what?
No, I'm pretty good English.
I'll let my buddies be the...
Hey, she said a buongiorno.
Yeah,
she said a buongiorno. She's a paisan. Eh?
I think I just heard her say baffanculo. I don't know what's going on here.
Hey.
No, that's just the way
what's going on, Oi? You're supposed to answer the phone buongiorno.
Yep, just to clarify where you're calling. Like, who you're calling.
Are you questioning
I'm calling
us?
Your pizzeria.
Yeah. Are you ready to order, or is...
Hey.
I don't understand.
It wasn't me. I wasn't there. It wasn't me. I wasn't there.
Listen, she sounds perfect. She'll
Anybody
be the,
asked,
she'll
it
be
wasn't
the
me,
alibi.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. Tell her to say she was with us.
All I know is there's a truck full of money
to
coming to the docks Friday night.
Yeah, listen. If the cops come around, we were with you. At your son's christening, Friday night. You know nothing about the truck full of money going to the dock.
Or the Lufthansa heist, nothing.
So, are you going to order, or...
Yeah, see, I like the way that you're handling this. Yes. That's exactly how we want you to handle it.
Yeah, like, act stupid. Act like you don't know anything, like you're doing right now.
I love how she plays fucking retarded on the phone.
I ain't seen nothing. I ain't hear nothing.
That's right.
I'm here for business.
We'll give you a cut.
Are you going to order?
I like this girl. She's good.
That's wifey material right there.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, when the FBI comes by to visit your house... You just don't say anything.
We'll buy you a new house.
We'll
just
leave a briefcase of money inside a pizza box.
Okay, man. Whatever you say, man.
I got an idea. I got an idea how you can help us. You can deliver pizzas full of money.
Hey, Theodore.
Yeah, we'll stuff the pizza boxes with thousands of...
Listen, I think this is the girl who could be your guma.
Hey, my guma.
No, I'm okay. Guma?
No, look, okay, some guys are going to come in the back with these brown sacks of money. And then you're going to be like, yeah, yeah, I'm making pizza, but you're really just filling the boxes with money. And then you're going to, you know, deliver them to the fellas.
Yeah. And listen.
It's flawless.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And then listen, two big gentlemen in nice men's warehouse fucking suits are going to come in dragging some burlap sacks. There may or may not be a blood trail behind it.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
But you're just...
Maybe no blood. No.
It's meats. It's meats for the restaurant. Don't worry. It's okay.
You know that, but I don't know that. They don't know that.
She was great, though. She's like, I didn't hear anything.
I'm here for business. I don't see shit.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Oh, Clay's
at the tone. Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may
Clay's
hang up.
Clay's drawing. Hey, listen, there's going to be a Cadillac full size in your driveway in about a half an hour. Don't pan, though, never mind. That's not going to be fucking creepy. Get that fucking voicemail. There's going to be a half an hour, there's going to be a fucking Cadillac in your driveway.
Hey, Goomba.
But yeah, Clay's drawing. I lost my fucking legs due to this order.
Hey, you take care of that thing.
All right. I guess he doesn't want your business.
That thing.
Hey, you get that thing taken care of. All right.
The thing with the guy, you know.
Call the guy with the glasses.
Call fucking Olive Garden and start fucking with them. Did you put the thing in the fucking soup?
Oh, yeah.
Did you bake it into the fucking sticks or what?
A tomato pizza? Yes?
Hey. Hey, you got a pizza?
I cannot hear you.
Hey, you got a pizza?
You want to order something? Of course.
Yeah, you got a pizza.
Are you going to place an order?
Uh-huh. Excuse me?
Are you going to place an order?
Sí.
Okay, amigo. Sí. ¿Va a venir a coger? ¿Va a venir por ella?
No, no parlo español, italiano.
Oh, italiano. Yeah, I cannot. You
sí, serin bambito,
Ah, serin bambito, yes.
No,
so
no puedo hablar inglés. No.
No llevamos a casa. Tiene que venir.
¿Qué caspita me ha dicho? Te ha dicho serin bambito. Ey, vaffanculo a tutti quanti.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I don't speak...
Hello?
I don't speak that much. Yeah. But I want to help you. You can
do it. I only speak English, but in this voice.
Hi. This is the telephone... hey, this is the telephone translator. I'm here to translate from Italian to American for you.
Yes.
I'm not sure what all of that was, but he did say something about up your ass. And he says, what the fuck do the Spanish know about making a pizza?
Sí.
Yeah, like...
Español.
You want a pizza? You Ajá, hablo español, mi inglés también, pero...
No miente de hacer una pizza, qué casco. Hey, yo.
No italiano, cabrón. You wanna come here to the restaurant?
¿Qué sabe de hacer una pizza?
He said, one large...
Hey. No.
You can use the app. You can use the apps. Uber Eats, DoorDash.
No.
And then you can get them from the...
He said no taco seasoning on his pizza.
Yeah, no tacos.
Sí. Sí, aunque el DoorDash.
Yeah, no tacos. No tacos.
No taco seasoning. You know what? That might actually be okay if you do it right.
That was
there's funny. Indian pizza around here.
What the fuck does this British know about making a pizza?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Alessandro's
Pizza. Bueno.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Can I talk to Alessandro?
Yes. Yes.
Alejandro? Where's Alejandro?
Alejandro or Alessandro?
Bueno. Alessandro. ¿Dónde está Alessandro?
Depending for address.
Don't need the address.
Hello, how can I help you?
Alessandro?
Hello? Yeah, how can
Say
I help
Alessandro?
You?
Alessandro? Hello?
Sí.
¿Cómo yes. estás? Sí, bueno.
Yeah.
Is your name Alejandro Alejandro? Yes. Or Alessandro?
Yes. Alessandro's. How can I help you, sir?
Are you making a pizza? Alessandro's Pizza. You make a pizza.
Yes. Yes, how can I help you?
You make... Okay, I want a pizza, but I want it with avocado.
Avocado, we don't have avocado.
No avocado, no lingua, no cervello.
No.
I don't know, how do you say brain in Spanish? How do you say?
Esta pizza sabe como si hubiera devorado la vagina de tu madre de una sola vez y hubiera vomitado en la polla de tu padre.
Sí. Vomitado in the what of your father? Vomit in your father's something.
Here's the tray. Here's what I was having to translate.
This pizza tastes like I devoured your mother's vagina in one sitting and threw up on your dad's cock.
No. This never
wow.
happened.
Walk very fast backwards out of here.
That's a perfect one to end on right there.
The perfect way to end the show.
Oh,
right?
Fuck. Oh, man, for a late start, man, it was a fucking banger from about the second hour. Like, it took about half an hour, 45 minutes to get started, but it was... Whoo. It fucking carried on.
Alejandro or Alessandro?
He sat there for a second like yes. that. His fucking
he
ear.
Thought about it for a
hear
second.
What, I thought about
like, what did this guy, what this girl just say to me?
Axman, can you call him back real quick?
Please leave your message for...
I'll leave a message.
No creo que hayas oído bien. Esta pizza sabe como si hubiera devorado la vagina de tu madre de una sola vez y vomitado sobre la polla de tu padre.
So this time it said,
I don't language think you heard me lessons. Correctly. This pizza tastes like I devoured your mother's vagina in one sitting and threw up on your dad's cock.
I don't think you heard me correctly and then fucking restated
in
it.
In one sitting.
In one sitting.
You couldn't make that penis last for two sittings. You just got to do it all in one, baby.
That was like a mukbang of his mother's vagina.
The word it used for...
Don't want to be hungry later.
The word it used for cock was pollo?
I think so.
Pola, is that the word
Polla de tu padre.
It, pollo is chicken. So it like literally translated literally translated drop on your dad's chicken.
They also say like huevos is like eggs, but it's also like your balls.
Yeah, right here, like chicken. This is chicken fucker from Google.
Hijo de puta de pollo.
Puta de pollo. Man, translation is funny, man, because... Oh, shit.
Like the mental Hola, imagery Gato. For him will be like he threw up on his chicken.
Yeah, here we go, Hinga.
Hola, Gato. ¿Cuándo empiezas la película, perra estúpida?
Hey, Cat, when are you starting the movie, you stupid
perra
bitch?
Estúpida.
But in, but in Spanish.
Hola, Gato. ¿Cuándo empiezas la película, perra estúpida?
Yeah. It's educational.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.